There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's talk sport with Chris McCarty. Should be on the line from Aaron Towers back in the studio. Chris, how are you doing?
I'm very well, Tom. Tim, how are you?
Tom?
I answer to anything.
Sorry, Tom. Sorry, Tom.
Good to have you with us, Kevin. So let's talk about Syria coming within a matter of centimetres of a win in Australia.
Indeed, heartbreak for Syria earlier today in Sydney. A win for Australia. Went to extra time, so it did. The Socceroos emerging victorious, and it was a veteran, Tim Cahill, at the grand old age of 37. A double from the former Everton midfielder. It takes his total to 50 goals in 103 caps for the Socceroos. Heartbreak for Syria. They took the lead early on in this one through their talismanic figure of Omar Al-Soma. He actually hit the post in the final minute of extra time with a wonderful 25-yard free kick. It was tears at the end, though, for Syria. Their World Cup dream is over. The Australians now await the fourth team to finish in the North American qualifying. They've got another two-legged playoff ahead of them if they are to book a place in next summer's World Cup. It's been an incredible journey for Syria, Tim, and really what can be said. It's unfortunately ended at the second final hurdle, but they will be back. They've done themselves proud, and unfortunately, though, they will not be joining Saudi Arabia, they will not be joining Egypt or Tunisia at the biggest carnival of football next summer.
Do you know what, Chris? We were talking about this with Robbie yesterday, just the story, the whole kind of Hollywood nature of it. One thing I would say is Omar Al-Soma's stock is up. Would you agree with that?
Undoubtedly. He has been the main man all campaign, really. He scored a wonderful goal. It was a fantastic finish this afternoon, and he was ever so close to making it 2-2 in what would have sent Syria through and away goals. A stunning free kick. Cristiano Ronaldo, Gareth Bale-esque in the way, the technique. He got over the ball. It flew, zipped past the Aussie keeper. Unfortunately, though, rebounded off the post, and Syria just ran out of time in the end. They were pushing for that equaliser, but it was Australia who, I think, over the piece, probably deserved it. They created the more clear-cut chances, and in Tim Cahill, he's 38 in December, he's evergreen, and he will be at the World Cup finals with the Socceroos next summer.
And Chris, we'll be talking about the cricket in a minute, but I think if we could just look towards some of the qualifiers this evening, there's a couple of big names that could miss out, really.
There certainly is. Two of the biggest names. Let's consider Argentina for a second. They're in action a little later this evening. They go to Ecuador. They've not got a good record over there. They've lost two of their last three up at altitude in Quito, and they've got it all to do. They need a victory tonight if they are to have any chance of reaching the World Cup finals, and we talked about it, didn't we, earlier this week. A World Cup finals without its football's greatest exponent in Lionel Messi, it doesn't really bear thinking about. Cristiano Ronaldo as well. Portugal have got it all to do, the reigning European champions. They're at home to Switzerland this evening. They need a victory if they're to ensure their place in the World Cup finals, although they probably will finish second if they don't get that victory and then they go into a playoff. So both Ronaldo and Messi, work to be done. For France, well, they should go through, and the Netherlands, they need an absolute miracle tonight, 10:45 kickoff. They need to beat Sweden, currently second in their group, by 7-0 if they're to stand any chance of being at the World Cup finals next summer. Something tells me that's just not going to happen.
I'm kind of with you on that. It's remarkable, isn't it? The Netherlands, potentially, well, pretty much not there. Portugal, possibly not there. Argentina needs something of a miracle as well, Chris. It's just a bizarre turn of events, isn't it?
It shows the strength of football worldwide just now, and it shows that you've got to get your house in order from top to bottom. It's the old cliche, but you've got to ensure that everyone is moving in the right direction, whether it be on the field or off the field. Argentina have paid for what will uncertainty in the managerial role. Certainly the case with Netherlands. They're on to their third boss of this World Cup qualifying campaign in the shape of Dick Advocaat, and consider that with an Iceland, and we've got to mention them this evening because they made history last night. A 2-0 win over Kosovo means that they are the smallest nation by population to have reached a World Cup finals, just 334,000. There are cities on this planet a lot bigger than Iceland is as a nation, and yet they will be gracing the World Cup finals. They are really the fairy tale once again. We talked about them last year in the European Championships, getting to the quarterfinals, beating England 2-1 in that last 16 encounter as well, and they will be gracing us with that Icelandic clap over in Russia next summer. Cannot wait to keep an eye on how Iceland get on the biggest stage.
That Icelandic clap actually comes from Dundee, doesn't it?
Does it really? I didn't know that.
The origins of that are from the Scottish Premier League. I know that. I think it's Dundee or Dundee United. But it was kind of, to be fair to Iceland, they've kind of made it their own.
Oh, they have indeed. I mean, it's become synonymous with Iceland now, and you consider the job. And it is worth me mentioning their manager, Heimar Hallgrímsson, a part-time dentist. He was co-manager alongside the veteran Swede Lars Lagerbäck. He took charge of the team and the nation on his own at the start of this World Cup qualifying campaign, part-time dentist, and there he will be, mixing it with the best managers in world football next summer. It's a fairy tale whichever way you look at it. It's the golden generation, and they've done a job. They've done a job in a very difficult group with the likes of Turkey, Ukraine and Croatia, and I cannot wait. With Scotland not there, of course, I'll be putting my support behind the Icelandic boys next summer.
Chris, I'm not surprised one bit. If we could just look at the cricket, Sri Lanka won the second test here in Dubai.
Yes, they did. All credit to Sri Lanka. We're going to be delving a lot deeper into this story from 7 p.m. But Sri Lanka, winners of the second test, a 68-run victory, becoming the first team, what about this for a stat, to beat Pakistan in a home test series since the 12th of October 2007. On that occasion, it was South Africa beating Pakistan. So 10 long years since Pakistan have tasted a series defeat at home. Okay, they're not in Pakistan, but the UAE is a home away from home, and that just gives you an idea of what an incredible achievement this has been from Sri Lanka. And I'm full of stats this evening. Sri Lanka becoming the first team in 115 years to win a test after getting bowled out for less than 100 in their third innings. They were skittled out for 96, but it was good enough because they won by 68 runs. Sri Lanka, the toast of the world cricket at this moment in time. Pakistan left to lick their wounds in what is their first series after the Misbah Al-Haqeera.
And Chris, we've had a text in. It's actually for Robbie, but you'll do. You're similar enough. Abhishek texted in and said, this message is for the Sports Tonight team. A few days back, Robbie was very adamant that this year belongs to Pakistan. This, of course, is in cricket and not India. He said, I hope after this series loss and India's win against Australia, he might have changed his mind.
I've got to stick up for my old mucker upstairs, and I would say this, and I'm not quite sure who did text in that, but what I would say is, if we fast forward 20 years from now, what will be remembered? The fact that Pakistan lost to Sri Lanka, or the fact that Pakistan won the ICC Champions Trophy? I think I know the answer to that. So I would probably still say that over the piece, if you're an Indian fan or a Pakistan fan, you'd much rather in 2017 having won the ICC Champions Trophy than won a few test matches.
Do you know what, Chris? I mean, the point here I think we should also make is that Robbie backed, I think it was 5 teams to win the ICC Champions Trophy. So it was, you know, he wasn't really gunning for anybody, was he?
He wasn't. And we should point out at this stage as well, he didn't actually, of all those 5 teams he did back for success, Pakistan was not one of them. So I think he's trying to get some Pakistan fans back on side by those comments. I can see where he's coming from. It's maybe another debate that we'll put out there on 4001 this evening. But let's take nothing away from Sri Lanka. We've got to give them credit where credit is due, because I don't think many expected them to come over here and take a series victory against Pakistan. They've done it, and they've done it in style.
All right then, one final note, Chris, just very briefly, what else is on Sports Tonight this evening?
Yeah, we're going to be looking back on that Syrian game with Australia. We're going to hopefully be getting some reaction to that. We're going to be paying homage, rightly so as well, to Iceland, but a lot of the focus will be on the cricket. We're going to be heading on down to get some reaction to that victory from Sri Lanka, and I'm still working on it, but just maybe we'll be joined on the phone by the former Manchester United defender Nemanja Vidic. He is in Dubai. I'm chasing him up as I speak, and fingers crossed we might be joined by him about 5-10 minutes at some juncture on the show this evening. And I'm sure, Tim, before I let you get back to you guys, I'm sure the name of Darren Clark will also get a mention or two tonight as well.
Oh, don't. Do you know what, Chris? We should maybe try and track him down and force him to go back to Studio City and appear on the show, because he is here.
Is he really? Right, so we'll have to get him on down here. We'll maybe try and track Darren and
I'll strong arm him, don't worry.
They've been at Epson today, Chris, talking printers.
Yeah, I've already had some banter with Mikael on the WhatsApps over that one. They've been promoting Epson, the ink printers, so good on them.
Well, Chris, before you do go, we do have today's last word, so prick up your ears and have a listen.
The last word.
Women really are than men. Not trying to land you in it, but, you know, women really are bleep than men.
Let's be honest, they're a lot brighter than men.
Oh.
Do you know what? I was going to say smarter. So we've got smarter, we've got brighter. Michelle's going to have a go at this as well.
I'll say prettier.
Prettier, probably true. That's a reasonable assertion, I think. Keith McDonald, sorry, Chris McCarty, back in the studio with the sport.
Thanks, Tom.
Good to talk to you, Chris.
If you do have a suggestion for today's Lost Word that's different to smarter and brighter and prettier, please do text in 4001 or via the free messaging app.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.